We're right where we want to be. We had set a plan out at the beginning, and we're hitting every target. So we feel good, and like I said a couple weeks ago, we'll be ready to go by training camp.
So that was the plan all along, Jordy, was to be ready 100% by July, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's what you want to be. I mean, that's the important stuff is training camp. So it's nice to get the script and be out there and take all the mental reps and help the young guys out and, you know, so I'll be ready and sharp mentally, and, you know, by the time training camp comes, we'll be ready to go.
You're really active helping the younger guys out. You got a play sheet in front of you?
Absolutely. I told the coaches the other day that I'm living the best life. I get to work out early, don't have to sit through all their meetings, and then go down and coach and don't have to practice. So it's a good life right now.
Jordy, Mike said that you'd been here around the building more than anybody else this offseason. Is that?
It's not a good thing.
Yeah. Does that have a lot to do with the rehab you were doing? Or is that
Absolutely. I mean, my wife and I the last few years have stayed up here year-round. So, obviously doing rehab, staying here with the trainers and the great staff they have. They've done a great job of getting me back. And like I said, been in every morning pretty much 5 days a week for the last how many months. So getting tired of it, so ready to move on.
So your goal next year is to not be here for the offseason?
Absolutely. Well, we'll be here, but I usually like taking a couple months off, so hopefully we can get that done.
Was yesterday, Jordy, the first day you did some individual stuff on the field, or was that?
I believe so. That was the first practice we had. Yeah, this week was the first time I've done some of that. So we've been progressing on our own inside and then just slowly integrating it out there in practice and, you know.
Do you feel anything?
Feel great.
What have you picked up from helping the younger guys and having that play sheet, watching from the sidelines?
Not much individually. I mean, I think I got a pretty good grasp of it. It's still just being able to be fresh on it and just, you know, different little reminders that you got to tell those that come natural to you. So it's just kind of resetting yourself and, you know, learning it from the base.
With you guys bringing back the main three receivers from last year, Janice and Aberderis continuing to develop, does this at least have the potential to be one of the deepest receiving cores you guys have had here?
Yeah, I think we've always had a deep receiving core, except for the last couple of years. I mean, ever since I've been here, we've been at our best when we've been able to go four or five deep. So it'll be a great competition. Hopefully through training camp, guys will be battling, making plays, and hopefully putting the guys upstairs in a tough situation of who to keep and how many to keep.
Jordy, you recall what started clicking in you from year one to year two, and what kind of things do you see with maybe Devontae and Jared? And
it's the amount of thinking that you have to do from the moment you get the play call to by the time the ball snaps. So the less you're able to do there, or the quicker you're able to do it, either way, the better. Then you can get into playing football. And a lot of it's just confidence. Being around Aaron, it's not easy. I mean, you're playing with the best quarterback in the game, so there's a lot of pressure on us to do our job and our responsibility and help him make plays. And so once you get that comfort level there and understand what he's wanting from, you know, like we've always said, it's one thing to know the play and the playbook. It's another to know it on the field and versus coverages. So once you get all that grasp, you know, you can just go back to playing football.
What are you seeing from Devontae so far?
Confidence. He's playing fast. I think we saw that, you know, towards the end of last year. Again, it comes down to the thinking and playing fast. And they're moving him around a little bit, which is good. And he's been able to make some plays. So, you know, just continue to progress and understand our offense and make plays.
Jordy, what's your relationship with Randall like, both on and off the field? Is there a friendly competition there with you guys?
I think there's always competition. I mean, I don't think we're not like counting numbers or anything of catches and yards or anything, but, you know, we're always going to compete, always pick each other's brains because we're two completely different receivers. And but we both will play inside, both will play outside, and you still can try to steal things from each other. But I think we have a great relationship, great friendship. Can't say that. So something else came to my mind, but no, it's good. And I mean, super excited to have him back. That was my biggest worry this offseason, what was going to happen there. And getting him back is huge for offense.
How does he make you better?
He can make plays. The more playmakers you can have on the field, the better we are as an offense. And so, like I said earlier, when we're four or five deep and get that many guys on the field, you know, teams can't double cover anyone. Allow him to be in the slot and work that, and to learn from him as well. Like I said, we're different receivers, but you can still kind of take things from each other. So when I end up in the slot, I can pick his brain, and when he goes outside, he'll ask me some things. So it's just back and forth communication and just learning from each other.
Jordy, it looks like Janice is getting a lot of the snaps, at least the practices we're at, that you'd normally be taking with the ones. He did some really good things last summer, but he didn't do them with Aaron. Mm-hmm. What is that process like? How much is he benefiting maybe from your snaps? And how do you go about winning his confidence? Because that's such a big thing, and probably one of Jeff's.
It comes from reps. I remember a couple years ago, I think Donald and Greg missed a few practices through OTAs and just, you know, allowed James and I to get a lot more reps. And it just allows you to be in a lot of situations. And I think that's there's some things you can go over in meeting rooms, but you can't predict the situation. So the more reps you get, the more situations you're in, the better you are of knowing what Aaron wants. If it's, like I said, the routes, first coverages, if it's his checks, if it's his demeanor with his checks and how subtle he can be and making sure you're on the page, same page as him, the speed of the game is the same for you and him at the same time. And then the more you're out there, the more balls you catch, the more confidence he grows in you. And that's the key. So it's just continue to get those reps, and he's taking advantage of that, and I think it's big, and I think you'll see a big step come training camp and preseason.